Shif and the Gerash, which is not Kala Hamisa as opposed to Matana. But if he says it's a din deraisa, I'll be pashtun. So he mentioned that it should get pashtun in the last perek of Basra. He claims that that klal is only midrabbonim. In the Torah, the klal only applies to get and get lahamisa. It ain't shtar lahamisa only midrabbonim. Rabbi Hanav Asiman is quoted there, and Craig Shurim is saying that the Pashto says that it doesn't make any sense. Why should it only apply in a third to a get? Ain't shtar lahamisa, ain't kinya lahamisa. No kinyan lahamisa. The whole thing should be a din deraisa. We don't know. Ain't shtar lahamisa is part of a broader cloud that ain't kinyan lahamisa. A person can make a kinyan lahalamit. A person can give a get now and have a tchal another 30 days, or you can give a ring, say, Harem Kadeshus, Le Lachalam Ad Yom. Or you can sell your house, Lachalam Ad Yom. You can make all kinds of ginyon of Lachalam Ad Yom. But if the practice is that for sure it's a Klal Deraisa. Rashi and Taisus raise the issue that in the previous Mishnah, Hamdaf Yud Aleph and Beis, there was a machlekes Ramana Chachamu whether being zecher shtar shicha on behalf of the Nebuchadnezzar is considered a schus or not necessarily so. So we pass like the Chachamim that it's zochli on mishlei b'fon. Ramei is not so convinced that it's a schus. But to apply this, what we learned in that Mishnah Yir Alta and Beis, the cloth and the Nesivis. Ban has it already before the Nesivis. The Mohammed has it here. In order to apply the principle of zochli on mishlei b'fon, it has to appear from the perspective of the present that it's going to turn out to be a schus. If we're not so convinced now whether it's going to be a schus or not, even though the end of the story is that it is a schus. The Odon will give me a shtashicha to be zech on behalf of the Abakanani, then we'll ask the Abakanani. He says he's thrilled. He'll be very happy to become the Yotzei Lacheres, to be Meshuchra. So Reb Meir will say that it's not good. The mayor says that it only applies to Achadam Shalavonov if you're convinced at the moment of Zechiah that he's going to send Yochalinchos. Then when he finds out about it, he has the bravery to say that he likes it, he doesn't like it. Otherwise, you don't understand why is it Tinu Get Zeli Ishti? Why shouldn't you be able to be Zechiah the Get on behalf of the wife? Then the wife will have the option that she'll decide whether she's happy with the marriage or happier being divorced. So you see from the Mishnah that everyone agrees that you don't say that. You can't be Zechiah Get for the wife and then decide whether she likes them. It has to be that it appears from the perspective, like the Chachamim Dereb Meir, that to be Zecha Ashtar Shichra on behalf of an Abakanani is considered a form of Zochin. If that's what Rashi and Tosafos are bothered with in this Mishnah, if he says, Tenu Shtar Shichra Zela Abdi, so apparently the Shtar Shichra is written already, if you have the word Zeh. These are the two gears. It doesn't say Tenu get shichur li abdi, or it doesn't say Tenu get shichur ze li abdi. If it says Tenu shtar shichur ze li abdi, and he gives the shtar shichur to the other person, to the other party, so why shouldn't you say the zochli adam shlev upon him? According to the Chachamim, that's what led some Rishonim to cross out the word ze. Tenu shtar shichur li abdi. The shtar shichur wasn't written yet. He says write a shtar shichur and give it to my yeh, but then he died before they had a chance to take care of it. Then there's Einshta Ein Kinya Lahamisa. That we understand. This is said, yeah, you don't have to cross out the Girsan. Let's see, the Tais is here. Ha'oima Tenu Get. He got seen a ten get Zeh. And then it says, Tenu Shtashich Rezeli Abdi. Tenu Shtashich Rezeli means that the Shtashich is written already. And it still says, La'yitno Lahamisa. You can't do it Lahamisa. Well, you have to give Lahamisa. He says, Tenu Shtashich Rezeli Abdi. He gives it to the other person. Why don't you say Zachadam Shlevifano? The Tosafot says you'll be forced into saying the Mishnah only goes like Reb Meir. Asim Masnisin Ki Reb Meir Dafke, who says that a Shtar Shichur is not an act of Zachad. Inami Afilu Ki Rabbanon. Let's read the Tosafot slowly. Inami, maybe the Mishnah even goes like the Rabbanon. That's how we paskin that to be Mekabel a Shtar Shichur for the Eved is considered a Zachad. If you go on, Shere Moisa Meyad Liyad, El Amarelo, and if he would have picked it up in Chaim, then it would have been good. If the other party, if I say, here's the Tenu Shtar Shichur Zeli Abdi, Shtar Shichur is on the table, and I say, Tenu Shtar Shichur Zeli Abdi, So the other, if you pick it up after I die, I get a heart attack and I die right away. So if I die, you pick it up, lahamisa, the ishtar lahamisa. If you would have picked it up before I died, then it would have been good. That's what they say. If you, then it would have depended on the machlekes of the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, that it's a schus olevichi etzim itachas yad rabba lecheirus, then you would have applied zachal yadim shleim b'chona. What they suggest, maybe it's going to be a tamhol, but you only say tank is chi, if b'shas when he's giving it over. Okay. But it seems some Taisus that that's not a problem. If you have a shtashikha on the table, and I say, pick up the shtashikha and b'zeicha on behalf of my Ebekneini, explicitly, everyone agrees that would be fine. So I say, according to the Rabbanon, that is, according to the Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not, we're not so convinced that it's a schus. But according to the Chachamim, that to be Meshach and Ebekneini, we have the right to assume that it is a schus. That it was a schus, that sounds befarish, that they hold the gint of Magabi Karka, the Gemara says later, is no good. So the Gemara only says a baguette isha. The Gemara quotes Rabbi's memory that the git of Magabi Karka is no good baguette. We usually learn out all the dinim, lo la meisha, that that the Shtashich Rabbi Kanaini has the same halachas as a get isha, the same halachas been a get to what? So the Gemara had earlier been a get to lishma, both the Shtashich was on the table. You didn't pick it up until after I died. If you would have picked it up while I'm alive, then you would have said Zalcha de'on Mishlevichon. I mean, if the Ebekneini picks it up while I'm alive, it's also good, even though it's Ligitach Magavi Karka. So this seems to hold that only poses a problem by Getisha, by Shtashich, but it's not a problem. So this has got involved in this because of a side point. The question is, what's the correct gears in the Mishnah? With the word zeh, the get was written already. And it wasn't even written yet. But then, of course, and if I die before you have a chance to write it, of course it won't be any good. That's the pasha to answer.
Everyone agrees that by get isha, there's a problem with Kligisa.
Sure, it's a problem with Kligisa. Well, if I get isha, it's even if I give it to him. What do you mean by get
saying, why is it more of a chacha from Taisus that you don't say Kli Gitech by Shtar Shichur? You're going to have to explain also by get isha.
The whole problem, the Rishonim only raised the problem by the Shtar Shichur because we pass from like the Chacham and the Rameh that it's Zochim. By the get isha, it's not a schus of the isha. More in the end of Yivam, this has a suffix, maybe in a rare case of a Mazaka Ked Lishtam and Mokam Yavam, maybe in a rare case, then you would apply Zochim and Amishlav in front of by get. But normally you don't apply it. So by the get, he's saying Tenu get zeli ishti. He wants me to serve as a shliach la'ilocha, and then I die before the shliach la'ilocha delivers the get. So that's easy that we understand. The whole problem is the only problem is by the shtashichur. If we paskul like the chachamim the Rameyer, the shtashichur is a schus olevet sheyetzi mitachas ad rabba lecheirus. So I don't have to have the third person serve as a shliach la'ilocha as a shtashichur. The minute I give it to him, it's already Zalchan Yadav Shalom Efana. So what does it matter if I died after he got it? The Eved was already Yatzel Echeretz. So this is what the Riv originally said, and Rashi originally answered, and Tosfos didn't like it, and Iran didn't like it. Rashi and the Riv originally answered that even though you say Zalchan Yadav Shalom Efana, and the Yadav cannot back out, but the Eved is not Yatzel Echeretz yet, till it's Yigil Yadav Eved. That's what Tosfos said. It doesn't make any sense. That's what the Ron quoted the Kashif in the Gemara in the end of Yivamis. The Gemara says in the end of Yivamis, if he's Mizaki gets the Ishtav of Makam Yavam, and then the husband dies. So the Gemara had a suffix when he say that sometimes a get the Ishtav will also be an act of Zochim. What does it help if it's an act of Zochim, but the husband dies before the get is a yearly ad Ishtav? If the husband dies, say that the get is no good. The only thing that's accomplished by Zochin is that the Odon can't back out, the husband can't back out from the get. But the woman is not, the Ebekneini is not going to be Mishtach, the woman is not going to be divorced until it's going to be Higir HaGet Yodah. So what's the Nafkamina and the Vital Life Sheet and the enemy? Obviously, that's the Kasha that they ask against the Riv and against the Rashi's original Pshat. So Rashi here backs out already. Rashi on Yud Gimel and Allah backs out. Rashi before said originally like the Riv. Same with the Riv, that the Adam can't back out, but the Eved doesn't become Yetzel Echeres till it's Yigir Get the Yodai, and that's how we understood this Mishnah. that the Adon is making this other person as a Shlech Lailocha. The Shlech Lailocha can't give the get after the Adon dies. So that they understand. But after Rashi backed out, and Taisus disagrees with their original Rashi in the ribs. It doesn't make any sense. Some hold like that. It's a difficult and strange sheet. But most of the Rishonim don't agree with that. So that's the Kasha that he has. So why don't you say over here? That's on behalf of the Eviknani. So that's why Rashi and the Taisus want to cross out the word Zeh. Shouldn't say Tenu Shtashichu Zeliyavdi. If the Shtashichu had been written already, you would apply Zoch and take it from the Yavdi. Tenu Shtashichu Zeliyavdi. Write a Shtashichu and give it to the Eviknani, and then the Odin dies before they had a chance to do anything. So that's fine. But Taisus is explaining, what if the Shtashichu would have been written? And he would say, go pick up the Shtashichu. So if he picks it up after I die, it's far from. Ain't Shtala Hamisa. If he picks it up while I'm alive, it is good. That's what Taisus writes. They see that they're not bothered with the problem of Tugit of Magavi Karka by Yavaknai. Okay. It's a deal. We mentioned that there is a Rashba in the second Berak where the Rashba discusses why is a get puzzled in Mechuber. So the Rashba quoted the Yerushalmi that has to be Dumi the Sefer. Puzzle of Sefer Krisis, and the word Sefer usually means parchment. So if it's going to be Mechuber Lekarka, it's not Dumi the Sefer. A Sefer Batalish, I call Batalish. That's what the Yerushalmi said. So the Rashba was unhappy with that. He said the Bavli doesn't know like that. The Bavli attributes that notion to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yosi Aglili the way it's right again, lo al dova sheyesh beruach ha'im on the yad ha'evet, or you can't write it on the Karen Shalpara, v'lo al ha'ichlo. You can't write against Shichlo on food. Why? Because it has to be dumi the Sefer. I've called dova sheyesh beruach ha'im ein ha'ichlo. That's the Gemara ha'apalim. Feng mavir ha'apanan. Why don't the Chachamim say the same? So the Gemara says, the Chachamim hold that the word Sefer doesn't mean parchment. If it would have said, because of Lord Ba-Sefer, you should write the get on a piece of parchment, Ba-Sefer, so the word Sefer means the background upon which the ink is being written. Now that it's because of Lord Sefer creases, so the word Sefer refers to the text of the get. So that's what the Raj Batayin is, according to the Maskonas HaBavli, that the Chachamim, and we pass from like the Chachamim, Rabbi Yosegli, according to the Maskonas HaGemara, HaFalv and Beis. You cannot say Masefer Betolashav Kol Betosh. You cannot say that a get from Mechuber is possible because it's lacking Dumi in the Sefer. The word Sefer doesn't mean parchment in the first place. The word Sefer means the text. The Kosvola Sefer increases. It refers to the text that he has to write. So that's what motivates the Rashba to come up with a different marker. That Mechuber is not good. He writes, he thinks that Mechuber is not good because you need Nesina. What do you mean you need Nesina? The Rishtai. But if the get is Mechuber Lekarka, so the Isha is going to have to make a kinyan on the tree in order to be Kainosh, or he's going to engrave the get on the ground. So the Isha is going to have to make a kinyan, so that's a lack of Nesina. The Baal didn't do the Nesina, the Isha is making the Nesina, that's not good. Something I said earlier, the Gemara said earlier that Mechuber is possible by Shtashichur. Or the Gemara said Mechuber is possible, Vika Mechuber. That's about the 8 lines from the bottom of Tess on the base. The Gemara said Mefesh, that Mechuber is possible by Shtashichur. So according to the Yosamech's Pshat in the Rashba, the Mechuber is possible because it's always a lack of Nesina, it's not good because the Klegitah Magabi Karka. So the Gemara says Mechuber is possible by Shtashichur, means that Tlagit of Magabi Karka is not good by Shtashichur. So that's in contradiction with this test. Tais on Yud Gimel Amar Al, the Ramaschal Ha'imer seems to assume the favors that Tlagit of Magabi Karka does not pose any problem at all. So let's go again. Okay, that's really a side point. Rashi and Tais has raised this whole issue. How does this Mishnah correspond with the Chachamim Shita on Yud Alephon and Beis? On Yud Alephon Beis, the Chachamim hold that he said, you applied Zachar Le'od Mishlei Mefanon by Shtashichur. So what does he say? Ain't Shtashichur Lachamisa. Well, why don't you say, the moment you gave the Shtashichur to the middleman, I read it. So they say, either the Shtashichur wasn't written yet, or you didn't pick it up till after I died. Fine. And the Sefer is good. The Sefer also didn't pick it up till after I died. So the rule is, ain't Kinya Lachamisa. There is such a rule. it's min haTorah midiRabbanan. The pashtus is that it's a din min haTorah. You don't understand that right, that he says by shtar is only midiRabbanan. The pashtus is that, but it doesn't matter whether it's min haTorah midiRabbanan. It should be min haTorah. There's no kinyan lachamisa. So how can the sefer of the Mishnah read tenu manu lishplein meisit lachamisa? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara gives two suggestions. The Gemara says either it's talking about a shtimira or it's talking about a bari. Then the sefer of the Mishnah, it's unclear. The fellow who's giving these instructions, tenu get de lishti, tenu manu lishplein, is he holding by the end? Is he a shtimira? He's lying in bed and he's sick? Or he's saying, no, he's a healthy person who's running around. So if he's a healthy person, so how the Gemara says, v'holay moshach. May ask him, ilay mabibari, v'holay moshach. So why do you say that he's kaina? So the Gemara says, oh, you have to say, the Mishnah is telling me the din that Rav told us. Amravuna Merav, in the first white line, that there's a din of my Mishloshna. It's a takonim of the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, they invented this takonim of the Rabbanon as a hilchus of loitayim. There's no mahalach. There's no usually called the tikkun rabban kein deraisa tikkun, and here there is no kein deraisa. Made it takana de rabban. Person explains the liknois. Hilchus of loitayim means that it's not a kein deraisa tikkun. There's no mahalach to explain how it works. What motivated the chachamim to make the takana? That for sure. There must be a reason the chachamim are not authorized to make a takana de rabban unless they have a serious reason. That's what they said. Aval tam yesh lo matiknu chachamim mai mishloshna. Kedei shlo yitztarach l'etrach, well, as is kinyon. There is certainly a reason what motivated the chachamim to make such a takana drabbanan. When the Gemara says, hilchus of loitayim, it doesn't mean that they had no reason. No reason, they have no right to make any takana. All the takanas in the area of dinim amanis are valid based on the principle of hefker bez nehefker. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos daf tzadik. The Gemara says that we don't give such great authority to the rabbi. Ein kach ya chachamim, laka domen ator bikul miyaseh. The chachamim only have authority to be yoke domen ator b'shei v'atasin. For example, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, on minator yimuchiv to blow shofar. When Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the first day Sukkot, minator yimuchiv to shake on ulam. When the rabbanon, they prohibited this. So we assume, and Mara says, we learn that from a pasuk, the Yeshkach v'achachamim lakata. Not only do the chachamim have authority to make exera the rabbanon, the mishmarti, the chachamim have authority also, that's a siog and a harchok and a stop, that you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis exera shemli carry in nushu sarab. And you're not allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos exera that you may forget and write with your right hand. So not only do they have a right to asur and davar muta, they have a right to be machmir, not to permit us to be mekayim a mitzvah. Yeshkach laka b'kum, b'shevi al-tasim. They tell us, laka dav menateh, they tell us, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And don't shake a lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So the Gemara has a discussion, how far does the authority of the Chachamim go? Do they even have authority, laka dav menateh, b'kum miyaseh? Do they even have the right to allow an eshesish to remarry? Or they have the right to allow people to eat the tevel? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that not. They don't have authority, lack of bikum biyaseh. So the Gemara says, no, every time they make a takona derabon in the area of dini mominis, aren't they allowing me to steal? Min haTorah, I'm not entitled to the money. But the rabbanon, they say, I can pressure you in court and the bezdin will give me your money. You're screaming, you don't want to give the money. It says in the Chumash, but the rabbon, we force you to give me the money, so it's a violation of Le Sigzol. How can the Chacham ever make, how do they have authority to make a takona in the area of dini mominis? It's always Akira's Dab Minatar, Bikum Yaseh, Lai Sigzon. So the Gemara says that's not a problem because they have the mechanism of Hefke Bezne Hefke. So we understand when the Rav has a tradition that there was for the period of the Tanoim. Rav is not the one who's invented this Takonah de Rabbanon. Maim Shloshtan is a Takonah de Rabbanon. Rav didn't invent it. Rav is saying that he heard this from earlier generations. And the Gemara is interpreting, Rav Zvid is interpreting the Mishnah, that that's what the Mishnah is alluding to, the last line of the Mishnah. Because the Maim Shloshtan is gone. The Mishnah is already recording this Takana de Rabban. Not that Rav invented it, Rav says already from the earlier generations there was it. Rabbi Yudal Nasi didn't invent the Mishnah, he didn't write the Mishnayos, he didn't compose the Mishnayos, he edited the Mishnayos. He edited the Mishnayos, he incorporated this din, it must have been there from earlier generations. There is a Takana de Rabbanon, that Mamay Mishlosh Konkona. So the Gemara calls it Hilchos Avolai Taima. What does it mean Hilchos Avolai Taima? On Yudal and Manala, the Tyson says, there is no call the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein de Raisa Tikkun. It's not patterned after any din de Raisa. There certainly is a good reason what motivated the Chacham to make the Takana. They wanted to make life easier. You shouldn't have to go through the bother to make other kinyonim. That's the question. How difficult would it have been already to make some other takkofim, to make some other kinyonim? Has a comment. The Marsha has a comment. The Tosis quotes the story. Tosis on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Ramaschah Baholoi Moshach. The Tosis here alludes to the Gemara Bava Basa Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph by Yisa Giyoru. The Gemara says there was a ger who converted, and he had had a son, a biological son, from a Jewish woman before he converted. He lived with a Jewish woman, and she had a baby boy. So that child was Jewish, and he was not Jewish at the time. So the child that Al Pidin is not related to the biological child. But you can't have a kurva between a non-Jew and a Jew. So even though later on Yisa Giyora became a ger, Yisa converted and became Jewish, he can't become related, he can't become the father of the child later in life. The only way you can become the father of a child is at the time of Bia, when the woman becomes pregnant from being with the man. So at that time, the man is Jewish. But if the man converts later, he's not going to be related to the child. So this Yisa Giyora was a wealthy man. And later on, he was about to die, and he wanted to give all of his assets to this biological child of his. So as it turns out, by a quirk of this story, Rav is holding on to all of his assets. And Rav has a big yeshiva, and he needs money. Everybody has a big yeshiva and needs a lot of money. So Rav didn't want to go visit him. They brought Rav a message. He's a girl who would like you to come visit. So Rav didn't want to go visit him. He knows if he's going to go visit, so he's going to force him to be koina. That's what Tosis is going to discuss. What's going to happen already if Rav is going to visit the Yisa Giyora? Okay, we'll have to see that Tosis on your Gimel Amud Beis. What it says, Rav didn't go, so my Mishloshtin didn't work. My Mishloshtin only works if all the three people are together. So if the biological son with the father, Yisa Giyora, would be in the same room, and Rav would come, so then my Mishloshtin would work. Tosis has a machlokes whether Mayim Shloshna works even Bal Korcho. That's the Tosis on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Guf Amar Abun Amar Rav. Amar Riva V'chein Rabbi Natan Mayim Shloshna Kona Bal Korcho Shal Aloi V'shal Anifka. Even works Bal Korcho. How do you know? Because the Gemara tells a story there that Robert didn't want to go to visit Yisa Giyora. Why not? If he'll go, let him just say, I don't agree to be kind of a Mayim Shloshna for this son. So it would appear from the Gemara that if Rava would have gone, so Yisa Giyora would have been able to be makna all of his assets to his biological son, Aidei Mamishloshin. The son was there in the room where the father was on his deathbed. So the Noisen and the Mekabel Matana would both be there. If Rava would be there, so they'd be able to make Mamishloshin Bakoch. You can be matche and say that it's not so. You can be matche Lioila, Mamishloshin does not work. Other Rishon disagree with the Tosfos. Doesn't work. But what it meant was that Rava didn't want to go. If Rava's going to go, so then he'll be embarrassed to say, I don't want to be koina. But that's not his money. Rava's holding on to all of the assets of this fellow Yisa Giyora. So what he's going to say when he comes there to visit Yisa Giyora, he's going to say, I don't agree to give the money where you want it. So maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara, that he didn't want to go visit him because he's going to pressure him into agreeing to accept that to be koina idei ma'am shloshtin on behalf of the son. Okay, so those are the 2 days in the Rishon. What does it mean? So what was the end of the story there? The Gemara says, well, Yisa Giyora was on his deathbed, so why didn't they just make a kinyan divrei shchemira kiksuvim v'chimsurin dami? Why couldn't he do that? So the Gemara says Matash Chimera doesn't work. Gemara says the reason why, that's the last line on in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Tosfos Dibur Masa B'Havai Moshach. So the last line Tosfos says, Ki Haigabna Amino Hasam, Kol Disi Birusha Isi B'Matna Shchimina. Since this Isi Giyoyra could never possibly give all the Birusha to the son, his biological son, even if everybody in the world would be dead. The only two people in the world alive would be Isagura and the son, so the son can never yarshin from the father, because they're not related at all. It's his biological son, but al pidin, they're not related. So the Gemara says, man nisi birusha isi v'matan shchimra, and the leisi birusha, leisi v'matan shchimra, so matan shchimra didn't work. So what happened? So how did Isagura finally succeed in giving over all of his assets to his biological son? So the Gemara says, Adahachi, here the Tesis on Amid Beis quotes. It's just 5-10 lines in the Gemara there. Tesis, Yud Gimel Amid Beis Gufa. The Tesis quotes there where it says, Bob Rasa Kuf Mem Tes Amid Allah. Adahachi, as Rabba was explaining why he doesn't want to go visit Issa Giyara, because if he goes, they're going to force him to be Koina Yemai Mishloshna for the son. So Adahachi, in the meanwhile, Nafka Udisa Mibbe Issa Giyara, Issa Giyara made a declaration that all of the assets that he had given Rava a year earlier to hold for him, all of his millions of dollars, never belonged to me in the first place. He makes a Hidos Baldin, all of these assets always belong to my son. We all know that it's not true. We all know that the money never belonged to the son, it belonged to Issa Giyara. What can you do? That's the halacha of Hidos Baldin. When you make Hidos Baldin, even the Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Mitzia, that I give him a base, Hidos Baldin is Leseh Bahakosha Bahazon. Even if he makes a Hidos Baldin, I owe you $1 million because on Shabbos afternoon, I borrowed $1 million. I wasn't even in New York. I was in Eretz Yisrael. How could I borrow $1 million? Hazama. I'm going to bring Adam, who will testify I was in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. The Gemara says it doesn't help you bring Adam and their Makhish and their Mazim. The Gemara says, Hidos Baldin is Kimei Adam Dami. He's stronger than all the Adam in the world. It's Leseh Bahakhosha and Leseh Bahazama. So that's what Issa Giyara did. He made a Hidos Baldin. He made an Udisa. Even though we all knew that it was a lie, he made a Hidos Baldin that all of the money that he had given Robert to hold for him 2 years earlier was not really my money. The money really belonged to my son all along. The whole thing is above him, I said. And still the Gemara says the son won the case. So Robert was upset. Who told Issa Giyara the secret? Robert wanted all the money for his yeshiva, so he was upset why some wise guy told Issa Giyara. Issa Giyara would never have been able to figure out how to pull through this deceit where that his biological son should get the money. So that's what the Gemara says. Adahachi nafki disim beyisimir. There's a big machlokes harishonim on that Gemara of Udisa. Udisa means imeko haidos baldin. So haidos baldin kemei eidim dami, the son, the biological son, will win in court. The son will come and confront Rav and say, my father gave you $5 million 2 years ago. My father just made a Hidos Baldin, it's all my money. And Rav can scream from today till next year that we all know it's a lie. It doesn't matter. Hidos Baldin can made him dummy. Even though there's a Hakashi, even though there's a Hazama, Rav has to give up, he has to surrender all the money to the son. So does this mean when Rav will be confronted, if and when Rav will be confronted by the son of this Issa Giyara, so they'll go to court, so the son will always win because Hidos Baldin, that's what it means. He'll be able to take the money from him. It doesn't mean more than that. When Issa Giyara made it Udisa, the money already, that's a kinyan. Udisa constitutes a kinyan. The money already belongs to the son, or the son will win if and when he will go to court, then he will win the court case. But my nafkamina, so the Rishonim have a discussion like this. There is a Gemara Perek HaZohar in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara is talking about Pinya Maisa Sheni. So the din is that if he has Maisa Sheni and he wants to be Bava believes Kirchach Bim Chamok and Kilo Silch and Seis and Kibarech HaShem Elokecha, if the farmer lives far away from the Yerushalayim, it's going to be prohibitive, it's going to be so expensive to transport all of Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim. The transportation is going to cost more than the whole value of the fruits and vegetables are. So the Torah gives him a break that you have the right to be paid in the Maaser Sheni and take the money. Take the money is easier than taking trucks full of fruits and vegetables to Yerushalayim. Then how many oranges can you eat? So let's say he has 1,000,000 oranges. He's going to get diarrhea. He's going to eat all these oranges. He's going to get a bellyache if he eats all these potatoes. He's going to grow fat like a horse. He doesn't want to bring all the potatoes to Yerushalayim. He wants to be paid in the Maisa Sheni on the money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and buy in the Sata Kesel, Babakar, Batson, and Bayayin, and Vashem. Fine. So the Torah gives you a break. So it says in the Chumash, if the farmer himself is paid his own Maisa Sheni, then he has to be Maisa Chaybash. So I said the Maisa Sheni is worth $100, and he has to give $125. 25% is called Chaybash, because when you add on the $25 to the $100, the 25 is one-fifth of the $120. If someone else is paid in my Maisa Sheni, then he only has to give Karen, he doesn't have to give Chaybash. So what happens, the farmer has the payers, I have the $100 worth, I'm the farmer, I have the payers. And I have the money, and you don't have any money. So how do I give you my money, but you're a friend of mine. I know you're interested in helping me out. And the Mishnah says that you're permitted to do a haramah. We permit farmers to do haramahs. Even on the normal course of events, the farmer would be paying his own Maisa Sheni, he would have to give $125. So the Torah permits you over here to do a harama, to be paid in your Maisa Sheni on $100 without adding the extra $25, provided that you give the kesef, the $100 out, yeah, you can have, you give it to another party, he's going to be paid in the Maisa Sheni for you. The Gemara has a discussion, what if I'm the farmer and I have the cash in my mattress? I have the $100 stuffed away in my mattress. And now we're on the field. We're in the field, and I want somebody to be paid in the Maisa Sheni, and I don't want to have to give $125. How can I be makna the cash to you that you'll be able to be paid on $100 without being Maisa the Chaymish? So the Gemara says, a whole discussion, how am I going to be makna you the money? A whole discussion in the Gemara. So Taisus asks Akasha, Taisus the Rishonim asks Akasha, why doesn't the farmer just be makna the money to the good friend of his, Aideu Disa? Let him say, the $100 that I have stuffed away in my mattress, I hereby declare that it really belongs to you. If I say, I want that it should belong to you, so the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Mechira, Eina Mekech Nikna B'dvar, just by making a declaration, you can't transfer ownership of an object. But not, I'm not going to make a declaration, I hereby declare that the money should belong to you, Mikan Alapo. I make a Hidos Baldin falsely. He says a lie. He says, the $100 that I have in my mattress never belonged to me. Outright lie. He says, the money really belongs to this friend of mine. So is that what it means, Odisa? That the Gemara says, and that's how Rabba lost all the money. So that's a machlekes harishonim. That's a machlekes. You look in your day, it's a machlekes harishonim. Machlekes achreinim there. And in the Rishonim, my Perek Hazav, it's a machlekes. Some Rishonim say, Udisa, you'll win in court because you have a haidos baldin. So the court will be forced to award the money to the person to whom you admitted that you owe the money. But Udisa doesn't accomplish a kinyan right now. It's just a vatois that the other person will win if they'll go to court. And the other Rishonim say, no, Udisa constitutes a kinyan min the rabbot. Udisa is a kinyan min the rabbot. What motivated the Tanoim to make this Takana Maim Shloshna, what he needed for? Why can't he always make a Kinyan Odisa? This is said on Yudalot Amanal of Hilchas of Loitayim of Pirish, Mashemoya Likno is the Mahalach of how it works, how Maim Shloshna works. It's not the Kol the Tikkun Rabban Kein Derais and Tikkun. You can't explain the Mahalach. It's not patterned after any din of Derais. Avotam yesh lama tikkun chacham in Maim Shloshim. Why? Shalei tzach lecherach lasis kinyan machem. You shouldn't have to bother to make other kinyan. What's the big bother? You just make a haidos baldin. Whenever you want to transfer ownership of money, you just make whatever you want to give over by the Maim Shloshim. Just make an adisa, then it's fun of adisa. So why was it necessary to make a takon of Maim Shloshim? What's added on by the Maim Shloshim that's not covered with adisa? So here the Marsha and the Marshal give two suggestions. So the Marshal says, Udisa is the halai. He says, I'm admitting, not that I say, Mikan al-Habo, I want you to own the money. No, that doesn't help. That's not Udisa. Udisa means, I'm admitting falsely that the money that's stuffed in my mattress really was never my money. It always belonged to you. So that's an outright lie. So if the guy makes such a statement, then Udisa says, Kach tikno chachamim, then Udisa constitutes a kinyan with the Rabbanu. There's no way that you can explain that Udisa is a kinyan in a Torah. can't explain. You can explain on the level of their Isa, Hidos Baldin Kimei Aidim Dami, and Hidos Baldin is so powerful, it's Aina Bakosh of Hazama. Even if Aidim will be mazin me, they'll say it's not true. I wasn't here. Couldn't be that I owe you $100. I wasn't even in America on Shabbos. It couldn't be that they were here and they saw that it's not true. Shin Hazama against what I say, so still you're going to win. So if you say it with Disa just, you'll win the court case. So it could be that that works minotar. If you say that Odisa already constitutes a Kenyan, not stop you with a court case. Odisa constitutes a Kenyan. That does make sense on the level of Arise. So the maximum you can say that that's a Kenyan with the Rabbi. So then that's why did the Chacham? They're both assuming that Odisa is a Kenyan. Some Rishonim say Odisa is not a Kenyan, like those Achrayim in Yerba Day. So some Rishonim say the same. Odisa is not a Kenyan. It's just that even when they'll go to court, the fellow who, on whose behalf I made the Odisa, is about us that he's going to win the case. So if he say Odisa is not a Kenyan, so they want to make a Mamishloshan, that is a Kenyan. Fine. You should belong to him already now. If you hold like the Baliantesis, he told Odisa is a Kenyan already. So what's added by the Mamishloshan that wasn't there already with the Odisa? So the Marshal says that to be lying on a Kenyan where you have to tell a lie is not a nice thing. So the Chacham wanted to make a Kenyan. That should work even without telling them. So they instituted a Kenyan of Maimishloshan. And he quotes Psukim from Tanakh that it's not nice to tell lies, and the Chachamim always were opposed to lies. Right? The Marsha gives a different suggestion. The Marsha says that the reason why they didn't want Udisa is because Udisa only works if you have Eidus Lekima, though. If you have no Eidim watching, and the fellow makes no Eidus Baldin, then the other fellow is not going. So in the end of Kiddushin, the Gemara talks about Eidus Lekima Dova by Kiddushin. And the Tesis on the Abdallah Rabban Aleph, and the famous Tesis, the Kaim along to Rabbi Lozer, so Tesis says, Rogel Rabbein Atam Lomer, that even if you hold like Rabbi Lozer, that Eidim Mesira, that Eidim Chasima Karasi, but you still need Eidim Mesira as Eidus Lekima Dova by Get. Every Get needs Eidus Lekima Dova. So that we understand. You need Eidus Lekima Dova by Kiddushin, as a Gemara, and then you need Eidus Lekima Dova by a Get. That's what Tosfos added on. But the Marsha says over here that you need Eidim, this is the Marsha on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So that's what the Karnei Re'eim has a comment on the bottom of the page. They told me there's a Dr. Reim, a woman, Dr. Reim, in Einstein. She used to be, maybe she's not there anymore. From the studies that you studied Gemara. So she would ask, what Mepharshim, what commentary did you study on Gemara? So you tell her, Rambam and the Ravid and the Marshim. Everybody under the sun doesn't know. He didn't learn the Karnei Re'eim. So also he was accepted in Karnei. So here there's a Karnei Re'eim on this Marshim. On Yud Gimel, the Karnei Re'eim points out, and Gimel is on page Dalet Amud Aleph in my editions of the Marshim. Well, he's Gimel on the bottom of the page. He just points out, Divra Beta Nira Balil. He says, when they round from the Marsha, it's very clear that he is of the opinion, Shasar, the Kenyan of these were Nikna Rakta Adam, that you need Adis Lakim Adoba. He says, the Pnei Yeshua asked, I've never heard of such a thing. It's ridiculous. I'm Pnei Yeshua. Masha Pasaf, Divra Beta Mubo, or sure, that the Marsha makes this. Yeah, we understand the Marsha. Marsha says that although it's true that normally, when it comes to Kenyani Momin, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adov, and Libri Sadi Elon and Shakri, but by Kenyan Udisa, you don't have Eidus Lekim Adov, so the whole Haidos Baldin is worthless. That Haidos Baldin should serve as a Kenyan, not just as a way to win the Din Torah. So for that, you have to have Dafkin, that it should be Bifnei Eidus Lekim Adov. That's the Marshal's Chiddush. Marshal says that the reason why they weren't happy with Udisa is because they're going to have to tell a lie. Shikruhud vashekal yikol and negedeno chacham hirchiku zu amido. Kama pamshim the mechzik is shikru. Even mechzik is shikru they didn't like. After I check it, for sure they don't like. And the mashal says, what do you have to give such a long drasha for? The mashal gives a whole drasha about telling lies. Said, what do you have to give a drasha? Why don't you just say? The answer is, you have the answer of the mashal, the answer of the mashal. They're both commenting on this thesis on Yudala and Manala. The thesis says there certainly is a reason what motivated the chachamim. What motivated the Tanoim to make this takona of Maimon Shloshto. Hilchus HaBalai Taima does mean there's no good reason in the world why they made the takona. There's no good reason, so they have the right to change the Din Deraisa. There must be a very good reason. Either like the Marshal says that he didn't want people to tell lies, or like the Marshal says that you'll need Edis Lekima Dover for Kinyan and Nisa. So there is a reason what motivated it. It also, but like that means that it doesn't go with the mouth. Fine. Baldin that's not substantiated by Edis is a Shvacha Hedos Baldin. The guy can always be denied later on. To say that Midirabbanon, on the level of the Raisa Udisa, for sure is not a kid. On the level of the Raisa Udisa, just a Hedos Baldin, that the other fellows were with him. So that's only Shaykh if you have Edis Lakim on the. So you can't deny it. Can't go back on his Hedos Baldin. You know, when Edis Lakim on the, it doesn't make sense. You the kid, you make a Mashiach, you make a Hagboy, you made a Maisa kid. But Udisa, you didn't do anything. The only thing is that you were Mishi Makrish, Kani Makrish, but Chalponim, you did a Maisa kid. But here there is no, Udisa, there is no Maisa kid. The whole Kenyan with the Rabban on the level of the Raisa, it doesn't make sense, can't be a Kenyan. On the level of the Raisa, Disa is the Hedos Baldin. That's all he'll win in court. But it didn't change the ownership. On the level of the Rabban, that's a Machlegis Arishayim. And a Machlegis and Achroinim in Yerodeya. They have the Machlegis by Pinyam Isisheni. If I admit that the money on the table belongs to you, it doesn't belong to me, so do we declare with the Rabban the money stock belongs to you? Now you can be paid in my Isisheni. Without being my subconscious, and he say, no, the money is still my money. What do you mean? Odisa means that in court, you'll be able to win it in her. But Kol Mom, you didn't go to court, you didn't win it, so the money is still my money, even with the Rabbanon. Odisa didn't accomplish a change in ownership. Odisa.
The verb I had again that in order to elevate my das and make sure that I'm saying I da hashuva, so it has to be done in front of Aiden. By every other kinyan, so I don't need it because the kinyan is what elevates the.
Okay, along the lines of that time. Everybody agrees. That's what the Marsha wants to say. Everybody agrees that by Odisa you would require Edis Lekima Dover. By Abchaim, we happen not to pass like that. We pass in that Yibum does need Edis Lekima Dover. That's the Machlokes in the Rishonim. Okay. Of the Yavam, of Al-Korach, of the Yibum, you don't need their das. Really, except Abchaim's suggestion.
But by Suder, let's say, like the Raivet.
Yeah.
So they're also, since the whole kin is a kin in das, that's why the Raivet help you need it.
Okay. Right. Like the Ravid. But by Udisa, it's more so. That's what the Marsha is saying? Yeah. Shloshin just need the Mafkid and the Shomer and the third party. So if the three of them are there, even though there's no Edim, Mam Shloshin will work. The fellow can always lie later on and deny that he made the Kinyan. Okay. So that's the Gemara says, Livri Sadi Ala Lashakri. There exists an institution of Edis that will be needed if someone will tell a lie. Someone will deny it later on. But if no one's denying anything, so the Kinyan of Maimah Shloshton does take effect, take it from the end. But the Kinyan of Udisa, if it exists, after the Rishonim say it doesn't exist, there never was a Kinyan of Udisa. If you hold that it does exist, the Kinyan of Udisa, with the Rabbanon, so the Marsha wants to say a Chiddush that you need Edis Lekim Adava for that Udisa. You be Mechazik to strengthen the Hadoras Babi. So again, so the Gemara has two pshatim in this. In the Mishnah, you'd give lamed aleph. It says, there's no get lachamisa, there's no shtar shtichur lachamisa, there's no kinya lachamisa. But by tenu manalish plari mes, yitna lachamisa, why is that? So Rav Zvid has a pshat, and Rav Papa has a pshat. So Rav Zvid learns pshat, liyona mebori, and the Mishnah is recording the takana de rabbona that Rav spoke about. We shouldn't make a mistake and think that Rab is the one who made the takana. That's Rab's takana. So it doesn't belong in the Mishnah? No, so Rab is saying that in the earlier generations this takana was instituted. Where, when, how, where? There's no Mishnah, there's no Tosefta. No, the answer is that's what it says in the last line of the Mishnah. Why? Because it's talking about Maimon Shloshton. Maimon Shloshton is the Hilchos of the Laitayim. So that's Rav Zvid's interpretation of the Mishnah. Rav Papa says, no, the Mishnah is based on Shchimira. And there is Shchimira, Kiksuv, and Chimser, and Domi, that's Mishnah, is in the end of Bava Basra. We have that, we know. We're not discovering America over here by interpreting the last slide in our Mishnah that is based on Devi Shchimira, Kiksuv, and Chimser, and Domi. That's Mishnah, is in Bava Basra. They made such a takona. Here, Taisus asks an obvious kasha, Baholo, Moshe. And you can give them an aleph. Oloi Mashach, so Tais says the Kasha, look on that Pesvav of an aleph, the more quotes of Machlokes Satanoim, is there such a halacha of mitzvah lekayim divrei ames? The machlokes is Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and although we ought to have said yochet v'rabim halacha kirabim, this is an exception to the rule, and we do pasken like Rav Meir. The Gemara is all over the place that we do pasken like Rav Meir, that mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. Why did the Gemara have to dig up a new pshat in the last line in the Mishnah? Either the last line of the Mishnah is talking about Batei Mishloshtan, okay. Why'd they have to come up with a Rav? That Rav tells us that the earlier Tanoim made a Takana Mishloshtan. We're interpreting that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Why don't you just say the Mishnah is Tam Mishnah Rav Meir? It goes like Rav Meir, Rav Meir Lashitosa is the one who passes that mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. Yitnu lahamisa, because mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. Tosfos has a lot of kashas based on this klal. The one suggestion you can answer is ki chidoy lo mekmina. You're right that a stam mishnah is Rav Meir, but we would be and we pass like Rav Meir, but we would prefer not to interpret the mishnah in such a way that it only goes on even Rav Meir, because Rav Meir is only a shita sayyachin. Tosfos uses that expression ki chidoy lo mekmina. We avoid interpreting the mishnah like in Shita Sayochi, even though we pass from like that Shita Sayochi. That's what Tyson suggests. Yishloima, that Tyson Tim Amaskam Holei Moshe, and you give him an alpha, the second line. Yishloima came, the Chacham and Pligia Rameir, but it's not the Tzulikam de Rameir, the Rabbonim disagree. Abba Gavit Kaim, like Rameir, even though the din is Halacha Lamais, like Rameir, we would prefer an establishment is Rameir, so you put everything together, it's Gavaldic. Here it's Establishment, and I'm in this Mishnah, doesn't say anyone's name. Say that the Stam Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. He says no. Ki yichidoy lo mekmina. Abba gav dekayim lo kameh, la boy lo ukme masnisim ki yichidoy, ki riashman per kolam. Yeah? That Shmuel doesn't want to interpret the Mishnah like Rav Yosi, even though we know that Shmuel himself holds like Rav Yosi. Okay. Yeah, because Ege tells you to look in the Iran, look in the Tosfos. It's a question, is that really true? When the Gemara says, ki yichidoy lo mekmina, we would prefer to avoid interpreting a Mishnah like a Shita Sayochid, is that only if we don't pass like that Shita Sayochid? Or even if you do pass like the Shita Sayochid? Okay, this Tosfos wants to say, I've got the Kaimalan Kerab Meir, still a boy looking at this in Kichidor. Kichidor no Mekbinu. And now the Rishonim say it's not true. So this is Tosfos Kasha. This was Tosfos Kasha. What is the Gemara fishing around to give an interpretation of the last line in the Mishnah? No, man, alish, 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 Zit said the Mishnah is telling me the din of my Mishloshna. Rav Papa says the Mishnah is relying. We know the din of Dibre Shchibira, that's the Mishnah of the other Bob Basar. But the Mishnah here is referring to that. Here the man is giving the Knu Manolish Plani. He is a Shchibira when he's giving it. So that's how it works. So Tyson says, what do you have to give? Either Pshatei or Pshatfi. Forget about Rav's bid with Rav Papa. Why don't you just say Mitzvah Lekanti Rav Mason Fart? So the first answer that Tyson gives is, we'd rather not interpret a Mishnah like the Shita Sayochid, even though that Shita Sayochid is the accepted thing. Then Tosfos gives shakes out another answer. And maybe in order to say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ames, we have a lot of other kashas. So maybe in order to say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ames, it only applies in Hushlash Mitzvah Lekach. Lord Meforish Rabbein Atam, another answer. Rabbein Atam answers this kasha. He says, "Tenu manu lishman meisit lahamisa." He never gave them. It doesn't say that he gave the $100 to the other person to give it lahamisa. It just says, "I'm about to die." Tenu manu lishbari, and then it says, "Yit lahamisa." So the Rabbein Tam says the Gemara had to come up with one pshat or the other. Either the Mishnah is based on my Mishloshton, the Mishnah is based on Dibre Shchemira Kiksum Chesirdoi, can't be based on Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ames. Why? That did Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ames only applies when it's Hushlash Mitchil Lekach. Sure. And the Tosfos in Bava Basra has a whole Arichas on this to prove what prompted the Rabbi Tam to say this is Hushlash Mitchil Lekach. So here, now the Rif quotes the Rambat, who disagrees with the Rabbi Tam. So he says like this, there is a Gemara later had a bishop called that I had were very devoted to me all the years. They gave me service and they were very helpful and they saved me a fortune of money because they were working for me. And I'm not going to live so long, so I wanted after I die you should free them. So the Gemara says, we will be kai for the children to free the Evik 90 of the Shivcha Kainis, because mitzvah the Kayin Divrames. Because the father gave instructions that it should be the Evik 90 of the Shivcha Kainis should be left free. So that's what he, look in the Ran. The Ran is on page 10 in the normal edition. Normal edition is the Pekha Shaleah. The third line from the top he starts. But the Gemara Gittin Dachsa, and I got a Yerusha, she works for me, and she was such a devoted worker, I think that you should free her. Yasa Lekoras Ruach, they should free her. And then the man drops dead. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis. So it says, Kofin is Ayarshim, Bosn Lekoras Ruach, the Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis. You see that you force the children, you force the Yerushim to free the Shivchat Noim. So yes, this is a cash against the Rabbi Natan. Going to Rabbi Natan, you only apply mitzvah the kind of Rameis when it's hushlash between the lakat, when it was given over to someone else. So father with the kasha here, the shivchak nines was never given over to anybody else. So he says, Bawihi, the zoha bashamayim is zoha hibi aksma, but even the mighty zoha mishusa. He says the shivchak nines is mechzakas on herself. The only time you need hushlash between the lakat is if I have, let's say, I have a sack full of money. And I want to give the money to a person who's not in line to get the Yerusha. So if I just make a declaration, after I die, give the sack of money to so-and-so, it wasn't the Hushlash Mitzvah Lekach, it wasn't given over, so Rabbi Tam claims that we won't apply the rule of Mitzvah Lekach Devrameis. But over here, by the Shivcha Knainis, the Shivcha Knainis is Mechzakas Biyatzma. If it'll turn out, there'll be Meshachar her later on, so it'll turn out that she was holding on to herself all along. So that's what he basically answers. The Gemara and Daf Mem Amar Aleph shouldn't contradict the Rabbi Natan. The Gemara Mem Amar Aleph says the man said before he dies, Pliny should chasi chasus of the koras ruach. She was very devoted servant for me all the years, and therefore he requests yasa lo koras ruach. They should free her. So the Gemara says koyfenas ayorshim oisim lo koras ruach bas mitzvah lekam dirame. So he says that you can answer the kasha that that's the equivalent of lushlish b'chim lekam. But he says the real kasha is v'loy mechuver. He asks on the next line. Rabbi Natan is still, he doesn't agree with this Rabbi Natan. He quotes a Tosefta Maseches Bava Basra where it says the man says while before he dies tinasin sade pliny lepliny. Rabbi Yirmiyahu zocher v'chamer loy zocher. The kofin is a yorshim lekayei mitzvah sames. What do you mean? There is no Hushlash Mechila Lekach. Hushlash Mechila Lekach, you can say, I have a sack of money. I give a sack of money to a third party, give it to one person, not to my Yoshi. What are you going to say by the field? How can the field be Hushlash Mechila Lekach? And he quotes it, Tosefta Bavad Basra. There are a few sources, there are a few Gemaras that are based on Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis. So Tosefta quoted from Daf Tezvah. He quotes, there's another Gemara Daf Mem, by the Shivcha Knainis, then the Gemara in Ksubis. Quotes a few Gemaras. So one of the sources, one of the earliest sources of Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis is a Tosefta Bava Basra. That's what he quotes, the Tosefta, the Bava Basra Tanya, Tinasin Sada Ploni Liploni Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zocher Hamaloi Zocher Kofenes Ayarshim Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis. So he says there is no Hushlash Mechila Lekach. So he doesn't agree with the Rabbi Natan. The Ran does not agree. He quotes the Ramban, who gives a different position. Disagreeing with the Mace only applies if he says Beloshin Tzibui to the Yorshin. I want you, he said, like on Daf Mem, Ploini Shivchasi Asusuli Kairas Ruach, Yasulo Kairas Ruach. He says, I want you to free her after I die. I want you to free her. So he gave them instructions. And then you say, Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis. But if he never said instructions, he just says, a man says that I would like that so-and-so should get $100 from my estate. I have a lot of money, and my Yerushim are going to be rolling the dough after I die. Each one is going to get $1 million from the Yerushim. What are they going to do with so much money? So I want that part of the money should go to so-and-so, but he's not giving instructions to the Yerushim. So then he says, Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis does not apply. Okay, I mean, Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis, that's on the third wide line, on page 10, in the Ran on the Rif. Okay, I mean, Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis, Davke B'mane Shaliach, either Hushlash Mechila Lekach, or B'mitzav Aliyarshav, Asu Atem, Kach Lekach Minu Chasad, Ki Agam, Nikimeis, Mitzvah Lekayim Devrameis. But if he doesn't say, he just says B'loshim Kinyan, he didn't say B'loshim Tzibut Aliyarshav, So the whole mitzvah look after Rav Meir does look like. Fine. That's how the Ron gives the presentation. Okay, Rabbi Natan says you have to have Hush Mishpachim Lelakach. That's the opinion that's quoted in the Choshev Mishpat, it's in a Reshnut base. And they quote that Gemara from Daf Tezvah, Mitzvah Bekam De Rav Meis. So they quote the Rabbi Natan's view that it only applies Hush Mishpachim Lelakach. And this Ramban is not happy with that. He doesn't think that you need Hush Mishpachim Lelakach. But Harayv and the Tosefta and Bava Basra, he knows who started playing in the Plaini. You can't say by Karka, Hush Mishpachim Lelakach. Karka is sitting there. The Yevit Kanaini, the Shimcha Kanaini, he can say, Shuz Mechzakas B'yatzma. So maybe that's the equivalent of Hush Mishpachim Lelakach. But you can't say on Karka, that is. So now Shach Tav Hush Mishpachim Lelakach on Karka. The Karka doesn't move around. Karka is sitting still. And Dilata Sefta says, Mavit Basra, do you say Mitzvah Kandira? So he gives a different answer. He says, based on the Ramban, he thinks that Mitzvah the Kandira Meis only applies if you set it below Shin Tzibu to the Yorshim. In the area of Dina Marmis. Yeah, we're talking about Mitzvah the Kandira Meis. In other areas. In the area of Dina Marmis. The Rabban Chum is talking about Mitzvah the Kandira Meis. So like, keep it up. Different thing. Like, keep it up. The person leaves his instructions what he wants his children to do.
So the theory of Dina Tam, is there such a thing? As Mitzvah Kaim outside of Mammonis?
Probably is. It's like, we can't keep it up. The father leaves instructions what his children should do. And the father leaves instructions that they should divide the Yerusha equally with the sisters, the brothers and the sisters should all divide equally. He never made any kinyonim. So we discussed a month ago, we were discussing that it only applies, let's say the man has three sons, each son is going to get one third of the Yerusha. He says, one of them is a successful businessman, the other are sitting alone. So he doesn't need one third. So he says, I want to leave, one fifth, so he can change the proportions of the Yerusha. But the Mishnah says about the Basra, that's only if they're in line to get a Yerusha, they're in line to get something, so he can change the proportions. So let's say he has sons and daughters. So the three sons are in line to get one third of the Yerusha each. And the daughters are in line to get nothing. The daughters don't get any Yerusha. So there he can't employ the father, cannot employ Rabbi Chaim Avraham's din and just make a statement, when I die, I want the sons and the daughters to divide equally. The din Rabbi Chaim Avraham won't apply. So Rabbi Kivegi writes in the tshuva, okay, but keep it up applying. The father says, after I die, I want you to divide all the money equally. So that's we did keep it up. The children may not be interested in fulfilling keep it up. Okay? So the Gemara, and the Gemara says in Kolabas and Chulin that you're not kind on the mitzvah keep it up. They have to want to be miserable children. So they won't listen to the father. No, he says Mishalah below Mishalbay. Father says he'd like to go on a tour of Eretz Yisrael. So the son says, okay, give me a credit card and I'll call up the airline and I'll call up the taxi and I'll arrange everything for you. The father says, no, your credit card. You have a mitzvah keep it up, you pay for the whole trip. So the Gemara says the keep it up is Mishalah below Mishalbay. The father cannot demand that the child should spend money from his pocket to be even kind of keep it up. The father has to give the son the credit, his credit card, and the son will spend the father's money, and the son will make the arrangements, he'll do the tircha for the father. But the son is not mechayev to spend money from his own pocket. Rabbi Kivegi raises the question, the father leaves a tzavoa, he has sons and he has daughters, and he says, I want to divide the Yerusha equally between the sons and the daughters. Isn't that a violation of keep it up? So how can he say that it's binding mitam keep it up? Keep it up is mishalav alo mishal bein. So here he's taking away the money from the sons. He's telling the sons, take your money and give it to your sisters, divide equally. Rabbi Kivegi says, no, but right now all the money belongs to him. Right now all the money belongs to the father. He's telling you, after I die, you're going to get the Yerusha, I want you to divide it equally. So Rabbi Kivegi thinks that that's keep it up mishalav. That's not a violation. That's not called keep it up mishal bein. Right now the money belongs to the father, so he says, I want you to divide all the money equally. So he says, it is binding mitam kibirav. They can be rotten. Children don't always listen to their parents. If they won't want to fulfill the mitzvah kibirav, so what are you going to do? So the father wants to make sure that he's going to force the sons, so then he has to make some kind of kinyon. But if he's not afraid that the children are going to violate his instructions, so they'll just rely on kibirav. That the Taisus on Yud Gimel and Aleph is working on. Why did the Gemara have to quote two interpretations, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa? But in the Mishnah, the last line in the Mishnah, Tinuman Lishman Bezit Allah Hamisa, is that based on Maimon Shloshtan? Is the Mishnah already recording the Takana that Rav mentioned? It was a Takana that existed already, Bizmana Tanoim. It's not that Rav invented the Takana, it already existed in the days of the Tanoim, and that's what the last line of the Mishnah means. Or no, the last line of the Mishnah goes Bishchid Mirat, not going Bibori, it's not based on Maimon Shloshtan, only goes Bishchid Mirat, and then Bishchid Mirat Kiksum Vimichim Mesir and Dami. It's referring to that Takana de Rabbanon. It's either referring to one Takana de Rabbanon or the other Takana de Rabbanon. So the Rishonim asked, what do you have to say? It's either Rav Zvid or Rav Papa. Why don't you say it's Mitzvah L'Kaim de Rameis? What do you have to get so about? Why don't you simply say Mitzvah L'Kaim de Rameis? So the Rabbi Natam answered it based on what he was forced into saying based on other kashas and Bobasa. He thinks that Mitzvah L'Kaim de Rameis only applies when Hushlash Mitzvah L'Kaim. Fine. And the Rabban gave a different answer why, the wrong quotes. The Rabban gave a different answer why he didn't say Beloshin Tzivui, he just said Beloshin Kinyan, and the Rabban only says Beloshin Mitzvah. So other Rishonim ask the Kasha, and they give a different answer, and that's the other answer is quoted by the Ramah in the Kasha Mishpat. The Mordechai, in the end of Bava Basra, and Terek Yesh Nechlin, that's where a lot of this is the Yesh Nechlin. It's not in the Mordechai, it's in the Hagos Mordechai, the second time around. The Hagos Mordechai, on Perek Yesh Nechlin, here I have in the standard edition, that's good if they have a number every 10 lines. You can have one number that covers two columns, so it doesn't help too much. This is the middle of the second column. So yes, this Kasha. Why don't you say that Kozman they didn't do? The man leaves instructions. The Rabbi Natan claims he only said mitzvah to come to Meis Hushlish Mitzvah Lekach. And the Ran thinks it's a Tosefta and Baba Basra. That contradicts the Rabbi Natan. Giving away karka. So he says, by karka, how can you have Hushlish Mitzvah Lekach on karka? On a stack of money you can have, on a talisman, on jewelry you can have. How can you have on karka Hushlish Mitzvah Lekach? So these Rishonim think that the Rabbi Natan is wrong. You know the Hushlish Mitzvah L'Kach. I want that karka given to so-and-so. What if the Yorshim are wise guys? And they don't care about keep it up. They don't care about Mitzvah L'Kach de Rameis. So they take that karka that the father said he wants that she gives to Pliny, and they sell it to a different person. They sell it to a guy. Look, go bang your head against the wall. He sold it to a guy. What are you going to do? So he says, so this Mordechai quotes in the name of the Baal Yatesis, if the father makes a Maimon Shloshtan, so Maimon Shloshtan is a kinyan already, that's Chal now. In Dibre Shchim Miraki Ksum, Nuchim Surim Dami the Gemara, you give Olam Bar Aleph at two Pshotim, Rab Zvid and Rab Papa, interpreting the last line in the Mishnah. Either the last line in the Mishnah is based on Maimon Shloshtan, or the last line in the Mishnah is based on Dibre Shchim Miraki Ksum, Nuchim Surim Dami. Maimon Shloshtan is Chal take her for Biyad immediately. And Dibre Shchim Mirak Kiksum V'Chin Surim Dami will be Chal the minute the person dies. But Mitzvah L'Kaim Dibre Ameis only takes place after the man dies. So the Yisabim have a mitzvah, they should take care of it, they should do according to the instructions of the one who died, even though it's not Kibbutz, it's not their father. It was a rich uncle, a poor uncle, whatever the case happens to be. It was an uncle who left instructions, so there's no Kibbutz of it. Still, mitzvah that came to Rav Meis, it's a mitzvah that they should do. But if they violated and they sold the karka to someone else, so you can't, the one who was supposed to receive the gift cannot sue the one who bought the field now. He's not over on anything. The field is his. The Yorshim sold it to him. It was legitimate. He can have a tiny against the Yorshim. Why did they sell the field that was supposed to go to him? But for Afam, they already made it impossible to fulfill the mitzvah. That's what the Mordechai quotes. This is how he answers this kasha, because in Gittin, on Daf Yud Gimel, on the last line in the Mishnah, it sounds like Yitto Lachamisa, the Kinyan is Chal already. The Kinyan is Chal already, and there's no way you can prevent it from being Chal, as opposed to Mitzvah that came to Rameis. It means it's a Mitzvah that they should really have taken care of. And the Ramo and Chasha Mishpah quotes this Halacha Lamais, it's Simeration on base. The Simeration of Mitzvah that came to Rameis, it's a problem. The Mechaber quotes the answer of the Rabbein Atam. Chava quotes the answer of the Rabbi Natan. Mitzvah L'Kaim de Rameis, Afilu Bari Shin Tziva, doesn't have to be Divya Shlimiro. Ushin Nos No Achshav L'Sholish, Shem Kach. He quotes the Rabbi Natan's answer. that you only apply mitzvah lekav derames if hushlash mitchilu lekav. Then the Ramah quotes a different answer on the same question. Why didn't the Gemara say mitzvah lekav derames? Why did the Gemara say Dibeshimira? Why did the Gemara say my mishlosh? What did it say mitzvah lekav derames? So Rabbi Tam says it doesn't apply because it wasn't hushlash mitchilu lekav. That's how the Mechaber passes. You need hushlash mitchilu lekav. Then the Ramah gives a totally different answer. If the Yorshim went ahead, the father made a matna shchemira, and the Yorshim took the thing that's supposed to go to Ploni, the matna shchemira, and they sold it to a different party. So he says, Hamakabel, the one who is supposed to have received the gift, Yochalotziyim and Halakeh, the one who's supposed to have received the gift can sue the other one in Bezin, and he's going to take it away, because it already belonged to him. The minute the father died, the matna shchemira was called. That's the long Martchai. So that's a question over here. The Ramah quoted the other answer on the Kasha, so does it mean that he disagrees with the Mechaber about the Hushlash Benchilu Lekach? Or does he agree with the Rabbi Natan? That's questionable. Because these were given as two different answers, the answer to the same Kasha. Why did Gemara have to fish around for new interpretations of Yud Gimel and Aleph? What's the last line in the Mishnah? You say it's a matra shchemira, diri shchemira kiksuv v'chinsirin dama. You say that it's based on Mayim Shlosh. Why don't you just say mitzvah l'kaim diri ames? So the Rabbein and Tam gave an answer, and the Mordechai gave an answer. So here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chaba quotes the Rabbein and Tam's answer, and the Ramah quotes the Mordechai's answer. They're two different answers. So the Vilna Gaon points it out there, the Biur HaGrah, that the Ramah's Rishon that he's quoting is really giving it is choylek on the Rabbein and Tam. So machlek is over here. What do they quote both as if everybody lives in peace and harmony together? That is a problem. It's not even a king of lahamitzah, just a mitzvah. Mitzvah lekam deramitzah is not even a king. So we lost that chance.
Really
Yarshim. Yeah, the cause belongs to Yarshim, doesn't belong to the other person. Taisvah is that on Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, the Taisvah says the Kasha, why did the Gemara have to interpret Rav Zvina Rav Papa, either Shrimira or Maimushloshim, why didn't the Gemara say based on mitzvah lekam deramitzah? The Rameis is only a mitzvah, and nothing took effect yet. The Gemara understood in the Mishnah that it already took effect. When the minute he says it, or the minute that he dies, it already took effect. Maimushloshim took effect immediately, and Matan Shchemira ki Yerusha Shav Yerabon, and the minute that he dies, the Kenyan takes effect. So he blinds by Kasha, that's his Kasha. So Nechanami, the answer that the Torah's Gittin suggested on Tesis Kasha, he just blinds by that. He just says, even Tesis, that they hold the mitzvah of the Kenyan Rameis, accomplishes the Kenyan right there. So that answer that he suggested, that's exactly what the Mordechai says, the Hagos Mordechai says, in the end of Baba Basra, in Perek Yesh Nechma, exactly the other answer. And there are more Paschals like that one, Reish Nun Dei. For Shmuel, regarding this Takona de Rabbanon of Maimon Shloshtan, does Maimon Shloshtan only work by a Kikodon, or does Maimon Shloshtan even work by a Halvoy? Kikod means the Mafkid gave it Kikodon Biyad HaShomer. Now the Mafkid wants to be Makna this Kikodon to a third party. So if the Shomer has the Kikodon in his hand, so the Mafkid says, please be nice enough, give me back my Kikodon. And then he gives it to the other party. But if the Shomer doesn't have it with him, then the Shomer has it at home. Well, he left it in a safe deposit vault or something. So he doesn't have it right now. So the Mafkid can just make a declaration in the presence of the Kabbal HaMatana, Aidei Maim HaShloshtan, I'm transferring ownership of the Pekodin to the third party. So that they all agree. So Rabbis of the opinion that Maim HaShloshtan, the Takon of the Rabbanim, is only instituted the Pekodin, but not the Halva. And Shmuel disagrees, and he says not only, here take a look on Yud Gimel on his base, for Omar Rovim, the Stavre Milsa de Rab, the Pikot, Rab's did a Maim Shloshtan works, I would understand by Pikot. Rab of the Milva Lo. Why? Because Bechlal there's a problem. How can you sell a Halvoy? Is it possible to sell a Halvoy on the level of the rest? Is it possible? We know there are Kinyonim how to sell Karka, we know there are Kinyonim how to sell Metaltim. And the Kinyonim that work on Karka don't work on Metaltim, the Kinyonim that work on Metaltim don't work on Karka. That's what we had in the second period, in the Chops. If you have an otzitz, if the otzitz knuckle and it's yonik from the ground, then it's neither kibbechud of a karka, then you can only be back to the otzitz to someone else. Aydei kinyone chazoka, aydei kinyone karka. The otzitz is ain't a knuckle, it's not yonik from the ground, then you can only be back to the otzitz to someone else. It's the exact same matzahs. And it's possible, just physically, it's possible to make chazak, and it's possible to make akvod. B'shicha, it's possible to do everything. But that's halacha. Kinyani karka don't work on metalton. Kinyani metalton don't work on karka. Fine. So we know that there are kinyani for karka, there are kinyani for metalton. That's based on the pasuk at the end of Chumash Vayikra. Kisim karanim pala mesecha. According to Yana mesecha, there is an institution of kinyani. The kinyani karka work for karka. Kinyani metalton work for metalton. Shaz, what about to be makna choyf? Someone else owes me a debt of money. So what kind of kinyonim are? So if he owes me a kinyon, if he owes me a milba de shtar, if I have a shtar that says he owes me $100, so the Gemara has a machloikis hatanam. How do you sell a milba de shtar to someone else? The Rebbe is of the opinion that osias nikdis de mesira. By giving over the shtar to the other, the shtar says that Reuben owes me the money. I'll give over the shtar to someone else, and I'll authorize him, you can go collect the money. So Rebbe is of the opinion, osias nikdis de mesira. If I give over the shtar to a third party, but he should have the right to collect. So it's chal just with mesira. We don't, and then the Gemara has a discussion that we pass like Rebbe. So the two girsas in the Gemara is like Rebbe. And Baba Basra and Afayin Zayin. This girsa says that the halacha is not like Rebbe. Osias niknos b'ksiva u'mesira. I have to give over the shtar to the other person. They write another shtar that the $100 debt that Reuben owes me, about which I have a shtar, which I gave you already, so the you should now have the right to collect that. That's a big machlokes in Tosfos. The mechira shtaris exists on the level of the raisa, or it's only midirabbanan. Rambam also writes, the Rambam quotes the Rif, that mechira shtaris is only midirabbanan. It doesn't work for them. There's no way to sell a chay. Pashtus is even a milva al peh also. Which can you work on a milva al peh? How can you sell? Someone owes me $100. How can I sell a chay to someone else? Yeah, I roll him in the rabbanan. Raya, mominus, I roll him in the rabbanan. You can have a shtar kicked on a piece of paper. Hereby I accept upon myself an obligation that I owe you $1,000. So that shtar is kind of the ischaivis moment. So there the Rambam will agree. The whole reason why the Rambam was that shtaris are only the Rabbon because we pay him on piksovam, because there's no dasam ischaiv. Because to be able to have a proof against me that I'm lying, that's not called dasam ischaiv. But if via the shtar, by giving over the shtar, this is what creates the kinyan, so that's the dasam ischaiv on it. That shtar, the Rambam will say, will work for another. If I accept upon myself, I write down on the piece of paper, hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000 based on my giving you the shtar. So when I give you the shtar, that's kind of the hischaivus. Give me the money. And I already owe you the money. And then I write, I owe you $1,000 that you lent me. So that's a shtar raya. That's not a shtar kinyan. So shtar raya is only good min rabban. But there is no dasam hischaivus there. But if via the shtar, that creates the hischaivus, then the Rambam will agree that's a dasam hischaivus. So how do you sell milva bishtar to the other person, even though it has the wrong name? It says that Reuben owes me $1,000. Doesn't have your name. I give you over the shtar and I say, you now have, I give you the right to collect the debt. So that's Rebbe's opinion that osias nikdis b'mesir. We paskin that that's not good enough. You have to have ksiva u'mesir. But the Rambam says that whole institution, ksiva u'mesir, is only with the Rabban. What else works on the shtar? What other can you work on a milva bishtar? Agav works. If I'm selling you karka, Agav the karka, I'll be makna, shtarchoi, so that can also work. So Tosis writes in Baba Kama, the whole institution of Kinyan Agav is only midirabban. All things that Agav is only midirabban. Different opinions in Tosis. The Gemara has one opinion. On my Rav, initially, Rav said, the stavim milsa derabban pikod. The takona derabban, the Rav is talking about that there exists a Kinyan of Maimish Loshdan, is only if there's a pikod in the end. So it lends itself to be nikna, to transfer ownership. So then he made a takana de rabbanon that you can be makna by day mamishlosh. Aval the milvalo by a halvor, where the whole ability to sell a halvor is only with the rabbanon to begin with, according to many rishonim. So Rabbi originally said that the mamishlosh wouldn't work. Now the Gemara says, but Rabbi is wrong. It's not correct. The truth of the matter is that Rav's din of Maimish Loshen is a Takana de Rabbanon, even works in Milva. It Manami Yom HaShmul B'Shmei Delevi, Milva Libiyot Chetan, but Maimish Loshen Kano, even by Havod it also works. But that's how we paskin. Maimish Loshen even works by Havod. Extension of some din deraisa, and here is not an extension of any din deraisa. So first the Gemara thought maybe it is. The Gemara says, well, what's the mechanism? How does it work? The answer is it just works because Hefke Bez Nehefke. That's all. The Chacham said it works. And it's not the stretch of any existing, already existing din. The first thing Gemara thought maybe like this. How does it work? So the Gemara said, the time of high. So first the Gemara thought that there is a mahalach. Amar Beima Nasa Kamala B'Shas Matan Moes Mishtabad Nolach L'Didoch Alachal Manda Osi Mach Masach. Gemara suggests that maybe we consider it as if whenever the loiva borrows money from the malveh, as if when he borrows money, the loiva says, I hereby owe you $1,000. What if the loiva will say, by my accepting the $1,000, I owe you the $1,000, or whoever you will designate later on, even in another 10 years, they'll pick someone else, so I'm obligating myself now to pay that somebody else. Either I'm obligating myself to pay you back the $1,000, I'm obligating myself to pay the money to whomever you will designate later. So the Gemara first suggests maybe that's the mahalach. If a person would talk and say like that, but the person writes, I hereby obligate myself to give you, Mr. Schwartz, or whomever you will designate, I obligate myself to give that person. So if you really said like that, beferish, Mishtabat nalach al-chal naman da'osi mach myself, that would work men on Torah. Fine, that would work men on Torah. In Shulchan Aruch, they use a Spanish word, the Mechaba uses a Spanish word that's called a mamrani. Mamrani is a Spanish word. It means motzi ksabze. I owe the bearer of this note $1,000. So originally you loaned me $1,000 and I wrote, if I write I owe you and I write your name $1,000, so then ksiva mesir, you have to have a whole story. But I owe the bearer of this note $1,000. So if you give the note over to someone else, so then just with mesiras hashtar alone is good. Because milach hatchila, when I borrowed the money, that was the agreement. I agreed to obligate myself to pay you, or the chol man osi mach masach, fine. Here the Gemara is saying with a stretch. Here, when he borrowed the money, he said, I'm borrowing $1,000 from you, I owe you $1,000. The Gemara says, maybe the mahalach, called the tikkun rabbanan, came there, I said, tikkun, maybe the mahalach shloshtun, we're stretching, we're saying, we consider it as if he had said at the time of the halvoah that he's owing, he's accepting upon himself obligation either to pay the malva or to pay anyone the malva will designate. So the Gemara said they don't think that's correct. Ela meyata, if that's what it's based on, that the kain der isatikin is based on as if he said, Ochoman dosi mat masah, so then it should come out, hikna le neilodim, so the hava bishas mat mos, achanami de lo konim. What if the halva was a halva for 25 years? You lent me $100,000 and the note is due in another 25 years. 5 years after you lent me the money, someone is born. And then you later say that you want me to, instead of paying you the money, I should pay the money to that person who wasn't even born yet at the time that we made the Havan. The debt is only due in another 20 years. When that kid is going to be 20 years old, that's when the debt is due. So the Gemara says in such a situation, Hikna l'zayladim, if you're going to give over, the Malva is going to give over the Chayiv, Ayidei Maimel Shloshtan, to a person who wasn't even born at the time that the Havah occurred, the Lahavi Bishas Maimos, it didn't exist at the time. You're going to say in such a case that Maimel Shloshtan is not going to work there. Because the din is, even if you hold like Rav Meir, there's a Machlek Sameir, the Rabbonim, where they can make a Kinyan on the Dovah Shlap Oli Olam. But even if you hold like Rav Meir, that a Kinyan can be made on the Dovah Shlap Oli Olam. But that's only to make a Kinyan to a person who is Bolo Olam. But to make a hischayv is to make a kinyan to a person who wasn't born yet, who is loved by Lord, even Rav Meir will agree that that doesn't work. That's what the Gemara says. Tosis points out, the bottom Tosis on Yom Gimel on the base, points out, Pach Sugya Libid Rav Huna. Tosis points out that it's Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Nachman, opposite Shitas. That this presentation that our Gemara has, that even if you hold like Rav Meir, that you can make a kinyan on the Dovah Shel Bal Yoylom, but you cannot make a kinyan to a person who wasn't born yet. To a person who's lo ba'al olam, that l'chala desna. So they say, our Gemara corresponds with Rav Huna Shita. And they prove it. Yevamos and the Baba Basra, they put it together. And Rav Nachman happens to disagree just the reverse. That even if you hold like the Chachamim, that you cannot make a kinyan on the Dovah Shel Ba'al olam, but to make a kinyan to a person who was not born yet, that's easier. That you can do. Sure. So Tosha says, our Gemara goes like Rav Huna, not like Rav Nachman. What is the machlokes Amir and the Rabbanon? Whether you can make a kinyan on a dovah shel bal yoylom? It's going to be chal till it's going to be bal yoylom. The kinyan isn't chal. When it's still a loy bal yoylom, the kinyan is not going to be chal. So Amir holds that it's not a problem. Amir holds you can always make a kinyan lach alamit. I make a maisi kinyan, I make kiddushin now, and I want the kiddushin, we're both in college. I want the kiddushin to be chal after graduation, in June, after we both graduate college. Or a man gives a get to his wife, and they're going to marry off their last child. and he wants to march down the aisle with his wife. But as soon as all the children get married, so he wants to divorce his wife. So he gives that. I remember Gurashas Slimani after the Shiva, after the Sheva Brachas are over for the last child. So you can give a get like that, and the get will be chal lachas ma. You can do like that. So you can make kinyanim on. So Rabbi holds you can always make kinyanim on a dovah shlaboli yardam. The kinyan will not be chal till it'll become bol oilam. It's a kinyan lachalam. Why not? Like any other kinyan lachalam. That's Rabbi holds. The Chachamim say no. The Gemara says I can make a kinyan lachalamid because theoretically, if I wanted to, I could have made the kinyan chal me'afsho. So therefore, I can have a delayed chalos. I can postpone the chalos to later. But to make a kinyan on a dovah shlaboli yardam, you didn't even have an option of making it chal me'afsho. There's no brera. You couldn't have made a chal. Now it's lobol yodom. So on a dovish lobol yodom, you cannot make a rabbana hold against Rami. You cannot make a kinyan lachalamin. You can only make a kinyan lachalamin, a delayed chalos, if you could have made the kinyan me'afsho. But on a dovish lobol yodom, couldn't have made it me'afsho. So you can't make a lachazmani. Okay. So Rami Meir's whole idea, why does Rami Meir hold that you can make a kinyan on a dovish lobol yodom? You make a kinyan lachalamin like any kinyan lachalamin. So that's only if the thing, if the object is lo bolo yolam, and it'll be bolo yolam at a later date, and he wants the kinyan to take effect, lacha sheyobo yolam. But to make a kinyan to hikna lino lodim, he's going to make a kinyan to a person who wasn't born yet. The person is born later. You're going to give me a handkerchief in exchange for which I'm obligating myself, or I'm makna my karka. A woman is expecting a baby, and the baby's going to be born in another 4 or 5 months. So I'm makna my karka to the baby, lachazman. When the baby will be born. But it doesn't exist now. So that's what Agamara says. Rav Nachman holds just the reverse. But Agamara says, even if you hold like Rav Meir, that you can make a kinyan on a dovah shel bol yolam, that's because the chepze is loy bol yolam, so make a kinyan, lach alamit, fine. By the time it'll be chal, it'll be bol yolam already, fine. But to make a kinyan to a person who's loy bol yolam, even Rav Meir will agree that that doesn't exist. That's Agamara holds him that sheet. With a kasha, bottom Tosis, the davar she'ena ba'olam miyamar. Tosis Taimar, the last 5 lines in Tosis. Taimar, what is the source of Rav? Where do you see the original source where Rav Meir says that where Rav Meir disagrees with the Chachamim? Rav Meir ought to make a kinyan on the davar shel bol yolam. So the source is a Mishnah Kiddushin, where the man says, Hareat mekudeshes li, lacha she'ez gayer, lacha she'tiz gayri. There's no tvisit kiddushin between a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person. Let's say the man is not Jewish and the woman is Jewish. Or the man is Jewish and the woman is not Jewish. A non-Jewish man comes up to a girl, a Jewish girl, gives a ring, says, Hare Mekudeshes Li, I'm in the conversion process now. I'm going to school. It's going to take me another half a year. Hare Mekudeshes Li, after the half a year is up, after I'll convert, the kiddushin should be chal. So the Mishnah says, that's a machlekes Amer and the Chachamim. Rav Meir holds that you can make a kinyan on a dovah shel bol yolam, and the Chachamim say that not. So Tosfos says, isn't that a case of a kinyan being made not on a chayfetz? See, there are two cases there. One is the man is shetiz gairi. She's in the process of converting. So she's the dovah shel bol yolam. Says Hareh Mekudesh Es Li Lacha Shetiz Gairi. That's one case. The other case is Hareh Mekudesh Es Lacha Sheez Gayer. The girl is Jewish now. But the chosin is not Jewish. So the chosin says, Hareh Mekudesh Es Li, Lacha She'ez Gayer. Lacha She'ez Gayer. So both of them are recorded in the Mishnah. As the Machlech is a man and a Chachamim. A man holds Dovah Shlomo Yom is not a problem. But the Chachamim say that it is a problem. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Fagimor is right. That even a man holds Dovah Shlomo Yom is good. Only in the Chepes. A Nikne is Lobo Yom. So then he holds he can make a Kinyan Lachalam. But if the Hikna Lino Lodim are making a kinyan to a person who wasn't even born yet, even Rav Meir will agree. I feel Rav Meir actually about the Yoylam, I mean the Dovish Yeshma, I will lid Dovish Ein of Yoylam, no, even Rav Meir will agree it's not Chal. They say, it's the Kasha, how does the Goyish man who plans to convert, how does he Mekadosh an Isha, Arev Mekadosh Esli Lacha She'ez Gayer, is not exactly the case. He doesn't exist yet as a Jew. He's going to convert later. He's in the middle of the conversion process. So he's making a kiddushin that the kinyan should be chal for a person who in a certain sense wasn't born yet. It's hikna linoy lotim. So how can it be? If our Gemara says that even Rav Meir holds davar shel bol yolam is good, that's only if the chefetz on which the chalois takes effect is lo bol yolam. But the kone, the person who wants to be kone, if he's lo bol yolam, Rabbi would agree that it's nothing. So Harei Abukudesh is Nilachash Tiz Gairi, she's going to convert. Okay? So the Chalos is going to be Chal on her, she didn't convert yet. So that's like making a kinyan on a double, on an object that's low bodyo. But Harei Abukudesh is Lachash Ez Gayer, the kinyan is being made on behalf of a person who's low bodyo. So how does the Mishnah put the two together if our Gemara says that they're not the same? That's Tosis Kasha, the last 5 months. What's the original source? It's a Mishnah Kiddush. Lachashe is Gayer, Lachashe is Gayri. Yes, so Taisi says, Nu me'ahi gufa ashmina. But that Mishnah itself, you see, Lachashe is Gayri. So the chepetz on which the Kiddush is chal is the woman. So she's not Bola Olivia. So that's a machlek zameh nachacham. Can you make a Kenyan on Adobish Labaliyah? But the machlek is also Lachashe is Gayer. Lachash es gayer, lachash es tachrer, that should be the same as hikna linoi ladin. The person is being kaina, is lavolio. That's their kasha. Is no ladin, the person wasn't born yet. That's our gemara. If the person is going to acquire the ownership, wasn't even born at the time that the other fellow borrowed the money, and at the time he borrowed the money, he said, I obligate myself to give you the money, either to you or to whomever you will designate in the future, and he designates a person who wasn't even born yet, so that even according to Rav Meir, that doesn't work. That's Rav Huna's version of Rav Meir. I'll leave the difference between the Jewish person and non-Jewish person. So there are two types of Dovash Labalio. One is where the person simply wasn't born yet, or where the object doesn't exist yet. And the other is that the object does exist, but it doesn't belong to me. I'm not authorized to make a kinyan on it. So if the object does exist, it's just that it's not mine yet, I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. If the Brooklyn Bridge existed, but it belongs to the municipality, I didn't succeed in buying it yet. So I'm selling you the Brooklyn Bridge if and when I ever acquire ownership of it. So Tyson says that's less of a problem of Dovash Labaliyolam as opposed to if the Brooklyn Bridge wasn't built yet. That's more of a Dovash Labaliyolam. Gemara has that possibility, you're right. The Gemara says in Kiddush and Daf Samach Gimel that whenever it's Biyodo, even the Chachamim hold that there's not a problem of Dovash Labaliyolam. And Mark poses a kasha, what about Lachashe is Gayer? He has an option, he can be Ms. Gayer now. So Mark says that's not called the other because Gertzar Shloisha, since the Ger has to have a Bezna 3, whenever it's Biyoda, there's no problem that solves our problem of Dovash Labaliyoyla. But in Mark, this suggestion that this is fixed, there are two kinds of Dovash Labaliyoyla. One is when the thing Mamish doesn't exist, sell you the pears that are going to grow, and it's not Topshin Ayin. We didn't plant it yet. The trees are there, but the apples didn't grow yet in Tav Shinai. So if it's literally a Dovash Labaliyola, that's a Machlaik Shaber and the Rabbanon, and Rameh requires Abid Idiyos. But if it's this kind of a Dovash Labaliyola, the person does exist, the Brooklyn Bridge does exist. The only thing is I didn't succeed in buying it yet. I didn't even begin the negotiations yet. Tyson says in Baba Basra, that's less of a problem of Dovash Labaliyola. There you wouldn't need Abid Idiyos. Taisus has the same Svar Lachalik, that there are two different kinds of Dovash Labaliyoyla. So that's the Gemara is in the middle of explaining. How does, first the Gemara thought that this Maimon Shloshtan is a called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. They come to the final conclusion, Hilchos Abalai Taima. It's not a Kein Deraisa, but initially they thought that it is Kein Deraisa. So first they thought it's considered as if he would have said when he borrowed the money, Mishtapad, Nalach Elchon, Nalman, Dossi, Machmasoch, that would certainly work on the level of their eyes. That's like a mamrani. That works min haTorah. So here, with the Rabbana, we make a stretch and we consider it as if anyone who borrows money from the Malva is considered as if at the time that he borrowed the money, he said, Mishtabad nalach al-chon man da'osi machmasah. So the Gemara says, it can't be. That's not the correct shot. What it takes to know Ladim. The other person wasn't even born yet at the time that he borrowed the money. Still, my Mishloshin does work. So the Gemara is going to give a different suggestion. Elo Ravashi, the last line and the top line, Yudal Gemara is going to give a different suggestion, going to slug that up. And the final suggestion is going to be Tzilch Zabalai Taisha. We don't have any way to explain why not. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning I'm starting the series of lectures in IBC downstairs, I think. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's going to begin at 11:40. And every Wednesday there's going to be a different topic. So whoever wants can attend. Tomorrow morning's topic is Tfilas Kelim. The shiur will be from 11:40 to 12:50. I'll start the shiur here 5.5 minutes late. Okay, instead of 12:45, we'll have to start at 12:50. Okay.